From sprains to fractures, get expert care quickly at the University of Kansas Health System. Walk-in orthopedic care is open weekdays, 8 a.m. to 7 p.m., and Saturdays, 8 to 2, at I-435 and Null. Learn more at kansashealthsystem.com/orthopedics.
This is Almost Entirely Sports with Joshua Briscoe.
That's more 35-8-8 in games. In the postseason, the Michael Jordan, Larry Bird, Kobe Bryant, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, Michael Jordan, or Michael Johnson, Magic Johnson, oof, tough with words, and Wilt Chamberlain combined, probably the kombucha.
On Sports Radio 810, WHB.
Those are the dulcet tones of Tucker Franklin, who joins us now, former intern of Almost Entirely Sports. Now deputy editor and certified little Chiefs boy of Arrowhead Report on Sports Illustrated at SI Chiefs on Twitter, and the host of the rebooted Roughing the Kicker podcast, formerly hosted by someone talented, handsome, and giving, smart, funny, I mean, right here, all of those things.
I never did that show.
I walked right into it. That hurt. I feel like I felt like Bugs Bunny into running into, or no, the, I feel like Wile E. Coyote running into the side of the rock wall that the that he'd painted after the Roadrunner ran into it. You were the Roadrunner. You ran in through the tunnel, and I just ran face first.
It was no longer a tunnel.
Into it. Yeah, it really wasn't.
Question before we get to Tucker.
Yeah.
So you know the scene in The Office where when Dwight becomes interim manager, he makes them all have cars that say junior salesman because that's how he views everybody?
Yes.
Do you make Tucker have business cards that say little chief boy?
Well, it says...
And
it
please,
says,
please, please tell me you do.
It says, well, I haven't yet kind of budgeted it out, the business cards thing yet, but whenever it does, it'll have all... It'll
at
have
the very least on his author profile, it should say little chief boy.
It actually should. It'll have all of his very serious titles, and then at the last thing, we'll just say little chief's boy, B-O-I.
Tucker D. Franklin, little chief's boy.
Little chief's boy. Yep. You can also follow him on Twitter, at Tucker D. Franklin. Tucker, do you accept these terms and conditions?
I agree. Just like the Apple terms and conditions, you don't read them, you just agree to them.
Yeah. What are you going to do,
smart.
Not have iTunes? Like I,
right.
At some point, I sort of just accepted. I mean, I really don't know if I had a choice in the matter. But like, whenever I was 13 and bought... You know, a Fall Out Boy song on iTunes for the first time. My entire life then, from that moment on, belonged to the internet.
Yep. I think that that's probably a good assumption. I always think of that South Park episode. Have you seen that?
Oh, yeah.
Terms and conditions.
Yep.
That's a good one. That always brings back memories.
Josh, it relates a little bit to the Kansas human centipedes. It's like that. You know.
The what centipedes?
You remember, so like how I always like joke around, I say the Kansas human centipedes.
Yeah, I guess I do now, but I really hated hearing you say it.
So it's that movie, but in a South Park episode with iTunes and the terms and conditions.
Oh, good. Yeah. Oh, delicious.
A combination of all that.
Wonderful.
It's very funny.
Thanks for joining us, Tucker.
Yeah, hey, no problem. That's what I'm here for.
One thing, or I'm gonna test your standing as little Chiefs boy and host of the Roughing the Kicker Chiefs podcast. You can subscribe wherever you get your podcasts to Tucker's show. We were just talking at the very end of the last hour, while after being distracted by cereal talk, and then we'll get into the power rankings. That I feel like I just know so little about, or I care so little about the Panthers. It's just a weird matchup. It's like the every 4 years thing. The Chiefs haven't played the Panthers since shortly after the 2016 presidential election. And I know they have Teddy Bridgewater and Christian McCaffrey and all that. But like at least last week, we kind of had the storyline of like the Jets stink, but the Chiefs have to stay focused. Right now, it's just like the Panthers are kind of good. I don't really know anything about them. It's just I've got a weird energy just kind of sitting over this whole week.
Yeah, and I think that that's kind of what I took into, because I talked to the Carolina Panthers guy, Skyler Callahan, on Sports Illustrated for the podcast on Friday, and we kind of talked about that. When I was looking over this team, they've actually got a pretty good wide receiver combo in DJ Moore and Robbie Anderson. Robbie Anderson has really grown into his own on that offensive side of the ball for the Chiefs. And with Teddy Bridgewater, he's not a guy that's going to gash you 60 yards down the field like Patrick Mahomes will. And Robbie Anderson has kind of grown into those intermediate routes. DJ Moore has been playing very good. They've got a solid wide receiver combo. Christian McCaffrey comes back this week, supposedly. He's looking good. He's practicing well. Matt Rhule said that he's looking good. And having Christian McCaffrey back will be interesting, too, because he hasn't played since week two. And this Panthers offense has been, you know, growing, obviously, since then, but without Christian McCaffrey, so they're going to have to figure out a way to work McCaffrey in. So we might not see him make that big of an impact. And on the defensive side of the ball, Carolina's not that good. I mean, they're 25th in DVOA, 20th in pass DVOA, and 26th in run defense DVOA. So I think I wrote about this today on Arrowhead Report, that we could see a lot of the RPOs stay in Kansas City, stay with the Chiefs offense, because Andy Reid said he was impressed with Patrick Mahomes' decision-making on those, when to pull it, when to throw it, when to hand it off. And we could see a little bit more runs. I know people love to see that. They love to see more runs in Kansas City, and we could possibly see it with a 26-run defense.
That was really great. If you want to hear more of Tucker doing that, you can go subscribe to Right From The Kicker. We do power rankings with Tucker here, though. That was arguably too much Chiefs talk.
I think so. I feel uncomfortable.
We have four power rankings to do here today with Tucker. Tucker D. Franklin, Arrowhead Report, Right From The Kicker Chiefs podcast. We have four, but each of us also have our own individual one, which is new, but we're just gonna do it today. Let's start off with fun size candy. It's Halloween. Well, it's shortly after, but the spooks and scares continue. And for me, one of those scary things has been the amount of Halloween candy I've eaten, because we did not have any kids show up. And so that has been sort of their trick on me, is that I have too many treats. Let's do fun-sized candies. Rudy, what is your number five fun-sized candy?
So number five, I went with Butterfingers. It's a candy that I like and I enjoy the taste, but if you get a full Butterfingers bar, it's too much sticking in the teeth. But the fun size, perfect amount.
The bowl that I have has no Butterfingers. I'm telling you now, it's not on my list, and I feel like a ding-dang fool. That's excellent. My number five fun-sized candy is a Milky Way.
Solid.
It's just good every time. You're never disappointed with a Milky Way. Tucker, number five.
Milky Way is also my number five, because I think it's the perfect bite-sized candy bar. Because if you get a full one, it's too much. You can't take all that nougat. All that nougat's too much for you. But I guess I shouldn't say it's perfect, because I put it at number five. But I think Milky Way is number five.
I'm just excited that we have you, sir. You can't take all that nougat. I just think that's great. Rudy, number four.
So number four, I went with Skittles. And it kind of follows the same line as Butterfingers, where, like, if I eat a whole bag of Skittles, my tongue, it's too sugary, right?
You gotta cinch that bag off. You can't eat a full bag of Skittles anymore.
It makes
anymore.
My mouth just feel weird.
That was high school, Rudy. You can't
so,
do that now.
Yeah, but like a fun-sized bag, again, it's like the right amount of Skittles. And I like Skittles.
I also wish that I'm really going to be biased by the bowl that I currently have. And it doesn't have that in it, and I feel like I've missed on that. My number four, Reese's Cup, just the one cup. I think that's the best way to get Reese's Cup, except for maybe some of the smaller ones.
I got to tell you something about, I found, there's this Reese's bar, it's called Outrageous, and it's got like, so it is essentially a Reese's Snickers in a way, but it's got Reese's Pieces inside of it.
You just said Reese's Pieces in a way that really makes me uncomfortable.
This is like the most magical candy bar I've ever. It's amazing.
Well, it's not fun size, so I don't
it's
care.
It's not fun size. I'm just telling you, try it.
It does look great. I'm looking at it right now. I'm on a candy website looking at Reese's Outrageous stuff with Reese's with pieces candy bar.
So good.
You guys want to say what our astrological signs are? I'm a Pisces. Tucker, what's number four? Rudy is fanning himself with his notepad. Go ahead.
My number four is just a good old Kit Kat.
Yeah. Kit Kats, we'll talk about Kit Kats more soon. Rudy, did you give your number four?
I did. It's a Skittles.
It was Skittles. All right.
Number three.
Number three, Rudy.
Three Musketeers. Because I love Three Musketeers. You give me just, it's just an airy chocolatey goodness.
I think that's a hot take. I think Three Musketeers get a lot of hate because it's literally two ingredients.
It's so good, though.
My number three, Musketeers, baby. Let's go.
It's a good candy bar.
Simple does not mean it can't be delicious. It shouldn't be your number one, probably, because it is just one thing. But here's the other thing. I also, like most of these, I guess I'm realizing, don't want to just throw a whole one down all at once. But if you get that nice, you get that the pop of the outside, the hardened chocolate, all that fluffy, fluffy nougat in the middle.
So fluffy.
It's so fluffy. Tucker, what number three?
Got to go with the classic Hershey's. You know, just a little bit of milk chocolate in there. Like you said, like we've been saying, you don't want a full Hershey's chocolate bar. I think it's a perfect portion.
I'll tell you something that's not on my list. Is that and also normal M&Ms. I don't even have peanut M&Ms on my list, which I think is arguable. But at the end of my...
Why would you want a snack-sized peanut M&M? That's, my thing is, it's not enough.
That's true. That's the one that you actually want the full size on.
You want the full size. You want the share size.
The thing that at the bottom of my Halloween bowl every year is going to be plain Hershey's and plain M&Ms, and then the plain M&Ms are going to be left last. But that's bold, Tucker. That's bold. Number two, Rudy.
I went with Reese's because Reese's are really good.
Reese.
Reese.
Now make that
Reese's
possessive.
Pieces. Reese's.
Reese's.
Pieces.
Look at that.
Reese's.
No. Number two is Kit Kats. I love Kit Kats. There was a Bon Appetit video, a Gourmet Makes video, where the chef lady, her name was Claire. She tried to remake Kit Kats, basically. So she figured out in between, like, the layers of the wafer, there's, like, crushed up wafer within the layers. There's so much texturally going on within the simplicity of a Kit Kat. I love a Kit Kat. It's number two for me. Tucker, number two.
Gotta go with a good Twix. I love the crunch and the caramel on top with the coated chocolate. Can't beat a Twix.
Well, apparently you can because it's your number two.
That's a good point.
Rudy, what's your number one snack size, fun size candy?
Snickers. Like, the Snickers bar is so good. Like, I think a Snickers bar is just, I think it's just the best candy, I think. It's never, like, necessarily the one I go to, but, like, it's the best. The Snickers is, it bores you, right? Snickers is Patrick Mahomes. You're tired of always picking it because it's so good.
Oh,
but the reality
no.
is, it's just good.
Snickers is Matt Ryan.
That's some Snickers hate.
It's been around for a long time, and it's better than you give it credit for because it's been around for so long. But
it's at very least Drew Brees.
I think Snickers are Matt Ryan.
I don't know.
My number one is a Twix. For the reasons that Tucker said, I'm going to say you can't beat Twix. The crunch of that cookie is so good. It's
good.
A good amount of chocolate, a good amount of caramel. I like a little nougat by my number three Musketeers. I am still going with a bar there that doesn't have peanut butter, which I love, doesn't have nougat, which I love. Twix is just perfect. It's just about a perfect candy. Tucker, what is your number one fun-size candy?
I went with the Snickers bite size because if you think about
the bite size,
the composition. Yeah.
Ooh.
So if you think about the composition of a Snickers, how it has the nougat, the peanuts, the caramel, covered in chocolate, you get that one in one bite. My goodness.
See, he's eating his Snickers right now.
I have a Snickers in my backpack.
I am mad at you. Don't do you have any more?
Shame. No, I have one. I'm sorry.
It's good. It's really good.
I wish it was a Twix.
See what I'm saying?
No, mine's a two-biter.
Honestly,
which is going to make this bad radio.
The problem with the Twix snack size.
New York Snicks.
It's honestly, again, it's like you want more. Like, it's too small.
I wish the nougat was fluffier. If it had the Three Musketeers nougat, I think I'd be there for it.
That's
good. It's
really
good. It's very well balanced. But it feels to me like it feels like it's 90% there, and everyone just decided that it's perfect because it's well balanced.
Just wait till they make that Reese's outrageous snack size bar, because then that's number one all day long. It's got the Reese's Pieces inside of it.
Let's do our next power rankings here. Top five ways to say sorry. Tucker, why don't you go first? This was your idea. It's a great category. I'm really excited to hear what yours are going to be.
The first one is apologies.
Oh, that's not bad.
Number five, yeah.
My number five, boring. It's literally, sorry.
Solid, gets the job done.
It gets the job done. Number five for me is just, sorry. Rudy, number five.
Okay, now bear with me a little bit. This is going to take a little bit of work.
It's going to take a little bit.
Мне жаль.
That's how you say sorry in Russian.
Мне жаль.
I like it.
Is your whole list sorry in different languages?
No.
Tucker, what's your number four way to say sorry?
The text version where you just type S-R-R-Y.
Oh, wow. What was your number five?
Oh, wait. That was my number four.
Apologies
number five
was five.
Was apologies.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, you're good. You're good. You're good. We're on four. My number four is actually apologies. It works much better in written form, obviously. Mm-hmm, I don't, if I bumped into you in the hallway and I went, apologies, I think you would bump into me again, rightfully so. Rudy, what's number four for you? I can hear him changing the music. Turning off the music so he can...
Mi dispiace.
What?
Mi dispiace.
Mi dispiace. It's Italian.
One more time?
For me or him?
Yeah.
Mi dispiace.
Mi dispiace.
That's like raw fish cooked with acid, right?
Sorry, in Italian.
Okay. Tucker, what's your number three way of saying sorry?
It's a classic one. My bad.
Mmm.
My bad's good.
That might be showing up on my list at some point. I'm not gonna say right now. Hey, Tucker, you took one on my list.
My bad.
My number three is, that's on me. That's on me. Sorry. Apologies. That's on me. Rudy, number three. Rudy's making this harder on himself than he needs to.
Probably, but it's fine. It's a good bit.
Well.
Je suis désolé.
Wow.
Je suis désolé.
That's French, right?
French.
That's
yeah,
French,
French
as hell.
All day.
One more time from the voice guy.
Je suis désolé.
Désolé.
Tucker, number two way of saying that you're sorry.
Hand up. That's on me.
That's on me is great. That's on me is a good one.
Okay. When you said hands out, I was like, is he talking about like the when you tap your chest? Kind of like that's on me?
Hands up.
The nice thing about that, you don't actually have to say anything. Like, no words have to be said.
That's true. Mm-hmm. There's a good argument for
everyone
that being
knows.
For that being higher on the list. Even just the nonverbal.
Yeah.
Number two for me. Bleep. Sorry. Bleep. Sorry. Really gets it across. It's informal, right? I'm not writing that one down. I'm not saying apologies out loud. If I bump into you, you drop your coffee and your stack of papers because we're in a high school hallway in a Disney movie, I'm not going to go, oh, my, please forgive me, madame. I'm going to go, bleep. Sorry. That's number two for me. Rudy, what's number two? Do your bit.
Lo siento.
What now?
Lo siento.
Lo siento. Spanish.
Lo siento.
Lo siento.
I wonder when you're going to apologize for what you've done to this segment. Tucker, what's your number one way to say you're sorry?
Oof, you hate to see it.
Wait, what do I hate to say?
I don't think that is really apologetic. I think that's more, that's fine. Oof, you hate to see it. All right, sure, very good. Number one for me, my bad. That's my go-to. Not even close. Not even a question. My go-to is my bad. Rudy, go ahead. Your number one way to say you're sorry.
Förlåt.
Wow.
Swedish.
That one's pretty good.
Yeah.
One more time.
Förlåt.
Förlåt. Swedish.
I got no complaints.
Swedish goodbye.
Yeah. You turned off my microphone, I think.
I did. Yeah. I went to turn off mine, but that was yours.
Well.
You know what, Josh?
Förlåt.
I forgive you. I forgive you because you
Thank
said
you.
Sorry in Swedish. Let's move on to our individual ones. We'll each just do these ourselves 5-1. Tucker, what is your personal top five power ranking for tonight's show?
Flavors of combos.
Okay, what's the number five best flavor of combos?
Wait, there are five flavors of combos? This honestly
they're
is news
like,
to me.
They're all like pizza, I think. I don't know. What's number five?
Every pizza flavor.
Buckle up for this one. Sweet and salty cream pretzel.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, number four. That sounds pretty good.
Buffalo blue cheese.
I don't like blue cheese. Is it very heavy on the blue cheese? Because buffalo, I love.
No, it's kind of buffalo. It's wingy, is what it is.
Yeah.
It's really not that blue cheesy. It's pretty good.
That sounds like I could eat half a bag of those before I knew what the bleep happened. Yeah. number three.
Gotta go with classic cheddar cheese. Classic cheddar cheese combos are solid.
Okay, number two combos flavor.
Pepperoni pizzeria.
Yeah, I've heard those. I don't know I think I've had those. I don't think I've had any other combos in my life.
Mm.
Tucker, the number one flavor of combo.
7-layer dip tortilla.
Wow! And they get that all in one little munchums?
Apparently, they're really good.
That must be a big combo, though. Is the bag just one combo piece? It's just this massive piece?
Yeah, if you can see the strata on it, there's like a fossil in the fourth layer down. Yeah, wow, that's incredible. I didn't even know that existed.
They're tasty.
I'll do mine here. My top five is grossest things I've eaten in the last 48 hours.
Me and Tucker really couldn't relate to this one.
No, it's just something that I really needed to get off my chest, or more importantly, out of my bowels. Because it is a nightmare in here right now. It's been like election day and all of that, and then even since then, like, the election's still kind of going on because the vote's still getting. There's just a lot of. Don't make yourself eat carrots right now. Just work on that later. Number five for me is a weirdly bad salad from an otherwise really great restaurant. I got a big order to prep for the election and everything. I'm not gonna say where it's from because I don't want to focus on the one bad thing when they had two fantastic items from the same order. But the salad was like not balanced well, and I got a dressing that was ungood. Not really. I don't know if it was their fault or not, but it wasn't good. And that's the only one on this that's gonna sound partially healthy. Number four for me, grossest things I've eaten recently in the last 48 hours, indescribable amounts of Halloween candy, especially the M&Ms that I really don't actually enjoy eating, but just sort of stress eat because what else am I supposed to do when I'm watching television at 2 a.m.? You eat M&Ms that you don't really even like.
Yep.
Number three, grossest thing I've eaten recently, two words. Breakfast Baconator.
Ooh.
Now, Rudy's laughing into a turned-off microphone. You can turn your microphone on, Rudy. It's okay. If you have any follow-up questions.
Terrible.
Yeah, Breakfast Baconator. Yeah, go ahead. Laugh it up. Yuck it up. Here's the thing.
Those are two words that just shouldn't go together.
You might be thinking, did you have a Baconator for breakfast? No, I had a Breakfast Baconator for breakfast after voting yesterday. Renee and I went and voted, and then we went, Wendy's has breakfast now. Mm-hmm. Here's the thing. This is number three on my list because it's not actually gross. It's actually delicious. Wendy's breakfast is high key good.
Here's the thing.
But I
thing that goes in your body isn't necessarily about taste.
Oh,
right?
It was delicious.
It could also just be the fact that you had a Baconator for breakfast.
I had a Breakfast Baconator, which is a
30 pieces of bacon.
It is a Wendy's burger, a fried egg.
Okay, I'm in. I'm in.
Some bacon.
You got me. Friday.
Cheese. Some sort of wonderful sauce on a nice soft bun with some breakfast potatoes.
I have to go to Wendy's now.
It was great. It was incredible. So Wendy's breakfast, really excellent. Number two was a full cup of ranch dressing with a bunch of French fries over a long period of time. Not that long of a period of time. It was great. The fries got cold. It was a lot of ranch. I don't even like ranch that much.
Mm.
And the ranch was great, but I ate the whole thing, and it was unpleasant. Number one gross thing I've eaten recently, a beef and cheddar Arby's combo with barely warm fries and a weirdly hard bun. I had that for a late lunch today. It was not good. Not in the same way that the Breakfast Baconator was not good. It was not good, as in I also didn't enjoy eating it.
I'm more of a Lion's Choice guy.
I happened to be buying Arby's. I've only been to Lion's Choice, I think, once or twice. It was great. It was truly excellent.
It's good. Mm-hmm.
We've lost Rudy, so do this for me, Tucker. You want to stay there on the line?
Yeah.
We'll take a break, and then we'll come back and reconvene on the power rankings and everything?
I'm not going anywhere.
You saddle up right there. You settle down right there. We'll finish our power rankings with Tucker next.
This is Almost Entirely Sports with Joshua Briscoe.
Number four.
Number four?
Pigeons.
I mean, like, yeah, in the 1800s, the pigeons were a top five bird, for sure. So you got messages around.
Why?
I just think they're funny.
All right, number three.
The crows in the Game of Thrones, you know? The carrier crows.
Okay, sure.
Yeah.
Number two.
The great tit.
Beard stumper.
On Sports Radio 810, WHB.
All right, Tucker Franklin, king of power rankings, little Chiefs boy still with us here on Almost Entirely Sports. You can get Tucker's serious Chief stuff on Arrowhead Report and in the Rough and the Kicker podcast. Rudy and I are both still here. I think we're down. No, Rudy, we need your personal power ranking from today. It's the manager's going to take a break.
Yeah.
What is your category of the one that only applies to you?
So ways I thought I'd die today.
Number five.
So number five was attempting to stop rioters from protesting balloters counting votes. That was, I didn't think I'd have to go through this today, but here we are.
Here we are.
Oh, wow.
Number four.
Driving a 27-foot truck while sleep-deprived.
Yeah, and you made it?
Yeah.
You're here, right?
Somehow still here.
Look at you. Maybe the secret talent, how good you are at driving big trucks.
It's a weird talent I've learned over the last year. Apparently, I can drive things all right.
That's big. It's huge.
It's huge.
That is huge. You put the hammer down on that 27-foot box truck, baby.
Baby.
Sorry, I have to do that part. Yeah. Number three.
Stress-induced heart attack from 4 and 5.
Number two.
Backing up said 27-foot truck.
How would you have died there? Were you on a cliff?
I don't know. No, but like, I don't know, man. Like, it's a 27-foot truck. I've never drove one. I don't know what happens if you just tap into a wall. It might explode. I don't know.
It'd be pretty badly designed, but sure, I get it. And the number one way you thought you were going to die today, Rudy.
I thought this was something that might actually happen, and I realized it's just a dream of mine that I'll never achieve, just peacefully in my sleep. Can't reach all your dreams, kids. It's heartbreaking, I know.
So this was really four ways you thought you might die today and one way you wanted to die today.
Yes. Basically. Three seems most likely at this point.
yeah, that's definitely true. All right, our last set of power rankings. We're doing our top five ballot measures that should be on the ballot next time we do ballots and stuff. Probably 2 years. Don't worry, everybody. It's fine. Don't get nervous. This segment's about having fun and hanging out with your friends and ranking things. I'll go first on this one. Number five, my number five thing that should be on the ballot next time we do ballots. Make unskippable ads of over 5 seconds illegal before YouTube videos. Even mid-YouTube video, I'm willing to give you as like a commercial break. I want it to start. You give me 5 seconds. I'll give you a 5-second video.
That 15-second video is too much.
I cannot have you starting your YouTube video with a 15-second unskippable ad. It's illegal now.
Mm-hmm.
Or at the very least, it's on the ballot. Rudy, number five.
There's only one county in the United States, in Washington, where this is illegal, and I think it should be illegal everywhere. It should be illegal to kill Bigfoot.
It should be illegal? You want to protect Bigfoot?
In every other county, you can legally kill Bigfoot, except for one county in Washington, in the state of Washington. They're just ahead of the time. They're in the future.
Hashtag protect Bigfoot.
We need to catch up. Protect Bigfoot. He's just trying to go to Walmart. He just wants a breakfast Baconator. That's all.
Tucker, what's your number five ballot measure to be on the next ballot?
Well, I think if we put this on the ballot, it would be very important because we should ban people who walk up escalators. Like, why are you in that big of a hurry?
Wow.
Just wait.
Yeah, great. Love that. Punishable by death, probably?
You'll never catch me walking up an escalator, but occasionally down. I don't know why.
Oh, I hate. Oh,
but
no.
Up, but
no, because if you slip,
never
you're
up.
Eating bleep on the way down that escalator.
Yeah. That's true.
I mean, I can walk up and downstairs. That's my, I guess, another weird skill of mine.
Now, Mr. Franklin, I have a question about your stance on this issue. What about those flat escalator-style things in airports sometimes where they're moving,
You feel so fast.
Here's the thing, Mr. Franklin. Mr. Franklin.
Mr. Tucker D. Franklin.
Mr. Tucker D. Franklin Esquire. Walking on the, you may say, if you want to walk, don't stand on the movie thingy. I understand. However, walking on the movie thingy makes you feel, as my colleague said, so fast. Your thoughts?
That's true. I agree with that. Can't argue with the feeling, because it's a great feeling to feel fast and feel like everything's just like moving so slow around you. You're like, wow, I'm like superhuman right now. Yeah. But no, not okay.
You're just gliding.
Just walk off of it.
I'm voting no on Proposition 5 for Tucker. My number 4 ballot measure. We should make it illegal I can't read my own handwriting. Oh, got it. It should be illegal for anyone to cast MVP votes for anyone other than Patrick Mahomes. It's just the law. We don't need all of this. We don't need to be kicking around all of these. No, it doesn't matter. He still gets no MVP votes ever because Patrick Mahomes gets all of them. It's the law. Rudy, number 4.
Did you know that there are 2 states in the United States where it is not legal to harvest rainwater? Here in Kansas, we can harvest rainwater and do with that rainwater as we please.
Yeah.
Not in Colorado, you can't.
Really?
Colorado government protects the rainwater.
I feel like Colorado would have great rainwater also.
What are we doing here? What? Like, it rains.
Legalize rainwater.
Legalize rainwater.
Tucker, number 4.
Ban daylight savings time. I don't want to get too political, but that's
I'm here with you.
So there's an interesting argument for letting states, I think, decide that they can permanently stay either on daylight savings time or on standard time, because the sunrise hits different places, obviously, like over the course of the morning or whatever. Yeah. I think there might be some flexibility in there. I think you're punishing some states there, Tucker.
This is fringe science. It's not real.
I would support, I think, trying to normalize. Maybe you just get more time zones.
Ooh.
And we don't move it anymore, though.
More times. Here's
time
the thing.
Time zones are confusing.
I was just in a different time zone like a week ago, and I had all kinds of problems with it.
Yeah, that's
fair. I don't know if I need more.
I am definitely tired of changing the clock, though. And also, it was dark at 5:30 today. So, that's not great. Do you both do number four?
You're up at number three.
Legalize weed, but criminalize alcohol. I just kind of want to see what happens.
Ooh.
Chaos.
I mean, I think, chaos, everything would get, like, way chiller.
It would definitely be, I feel like, a solid year of chaos, and then things, we'd all just look back, like, you know what, this is pretty good.
This is better.
Pretty good.
This is better, this world we're living in now. Yeah. That's my Proposition 3. Rudy, what's your third ballot measure?
You know what I hate, and this kind of goes back to your YouTube thing.
What do you hate, Rudy?
Whenever I'm like streaming something and they clearly only have one commercial, and they just keep for 3 minutes, you might just get the same commercial on repeat. No. I never want a commercial should never play more than once in a break. If your sales team hasn't been able to sell 3 minutes worth of commercials, then you know what? Your social media team's just got to make some funny promos.
Do
some the ESPN style. You just got to start making stuff. Show me some trailers of a show coming up. Show me the trailer of a movie. I don't care. But don't give me that same commercial like 20 times.
If you've already given me this Crunchyroll commercial, just give it to me once and then let the break be over. Yeah, I'll appreciate that. What are we wasting my time for? I think that's a good one.
You think me watching this product 4 times makes someone want to buy the product? No.
I hate this product now.
I'm done with it.
Mm-hmm.
Tucker, number 3.
Ban moon shoes. Too many problems come from those puppies.
What? Tucker, what's a problem that you've had with moon shoes?
Moon shoes know what they've done.
Hey, guys. I found the kid who wasn't good in moon shoes.
Let's not talk about it, okay?
Hey, guys, I found the kid whose parents didn't get moon shoes for Christmas. I found him. He's on the phone.
So what?
So Van Moon Shoes?
Yeah, I hate him.
Why do you? No, it's fine. Number 2. Abolish highway speed limits. Put roll cages in every car. Mad Max this bleep.
Wow.
I'm not saying to abolish the speed limits in...
we're just on the Autobahn?
In Resident... Yeah.
Yeah, we're just on the Autobahn out here.
Yeah, let it regulate. Add plenty of lanes. And listen, respect the lane situation where, you know, if someone's going faster, they go to your left. If you want to drive 40 miles an hour on the far right lane, that's just fine. I'm trying to go 175 on the far left. My car's got a roll cage and I've got like a full-on NASCAR like harness set up. I'm going to get to my destination in 7 seconds. Don't let your slow life slow me down. Please do include the roll cages in every car. Rudy, number two.
Now, I think you should have to go to numerous classes and get licenses and certificates for this. So make sure you are properly trained to handle this and that you are giving the best home you possibly can. Because we don't want a, a Joe Exotics type of situation here. But I think kangaroos should be legal to own.
Wow!
Okay.
And you know what? If you're not able to give that kangaroo a good home, if you're abusing, you don't get a kangaroo.
No.
You gotta be licensed, but you should be able to own it.
Legalized kangaroos. Tucker, number two.
Ban the word moist.
What word? You cut out.
Sorry, I didn't hear that.
I'm not going to say it again.
I didn't hear what you said, so I guess we can't pass this ballot because you didn't say it.
Moist.
My number one ballot measure is to make it illegal to not be subscribed to Almost Entirely Sports and Roughing the Kicker with Tucker D. Franklin wherever you get your podcasts. If you don't do that, you're committing a criminal crime, and your punishment is that you'll be forced to subscribe. We'll take your phone and subscribe for you while you're in prison, and then you can get back out again.
That's a good point.
Tucker, I'm really hoping to get you to co-sign this one, man. I feel like I really need at least one other endorsement. I really am hoping that you'll be the one to get me over that hump.
Yeah, none of my bills have really gone over very well with the crowd, apparently. So maybe this one will get me over with the popular. I need to get back on the right track when in terms of my bill making rapport with my constituents.
Yeah,
so
listen,
I've got to co-sign this one because this one seems like a home run.
Yeah.
So I just kind of got to ride your coattails, like I've pretty much been doing my whole career.
I'll tell you what, though, I think if we co-sign this one, I think this will pass before the ink is, no longer moist on the paper. Rudy, number one.
Yeah. I want to ban all ARs. Assault rocks aren't good. They hurt kids.
Assault rocks?
Yeah.
You didn't even go
kids
augmented
just
reality?
Go out and they're like throwing rocks at other kids. Like, that's not nice.
You're
not
a fan of augmented
that's
reality.
Not, no, assault rocks. Kids should not be hitting other kids with rocks. It's not nice.
I want to ban Arkansas.
I mean, wouldn't blame them.
My honorable, can I throw it in? My honorable mention, and I actually kind of got this is something Mick has pointed out to us. I don't think any city or county should be able to use the same name as another city or county. So like just
I'm
from Garnett, Kansas. There are other Garnetts out there in the world. Whoever made their town name Garnett first or county,
yeah,
they get it. Everybody else gotta find a new name.
I live in Missouri City, Missouri now. We're the Missouri City Chiefs. Sorry, the one with Kansas in it is on the Kansas side now. Sorry. Welcome to the Missouri City Royals.
Plot twist: Kansas City, Missouri. Actually, it was before Kansas City, Kansas. Which I assume that's not true.
It doesn't.
But there's the plot twist.
And then on the Kansas side is called
Missouri City, Kansas.
That's perfect. Tucker, what is your ballot initiative that you are pushing to the world here? Your number one.
I really think this one is going to be a hit. Like I mentioned before, I haven't been on a great track this time around, but I think that we need to bang Big Bang Theory, the show. Not the theory.
Yes.
I think the theory is all about bang, Big Bang. Whoa. Ban Big Bang Theory, the show.
You said bang, Big Bang Theory twice.
No way. Did I really?
You said bang, Big Bang Theory twice.
This is a cause I think we can all get behind.
Yeah. My feelings about Young Sheldon clear, too.
I was going to say, with Big Bang Theory, Young Sheldon goes with it.
Yep.
It's all the same.
Big Bang Theory, Young Sheldon, his funny little face. Get him out of here.
But teenage, year Sheldon, that show's fine. It can stay. Just an awkward boy.
Is that already?
Rudy's working on his pilot for Awkward Sheldon.
Awkward Sheldon.
Rudy's trying to get Sheldon representation in media.
CBS would buy that for so much money.
Are you kidding me?
So much money. Oh,
Tom Holland is Awkward Sheldon. That's it. That's property of almost entirely sports. Almost
TM,
entirely
TM, LLC. TM.
That's our idea. If Tom Holland plays Awkward Sheldon, if Tom Holland plays Sheldon Goes Through Puberty, I want a cut.
If Tom Holland plays Awkward Sheldon, Spider-Man 3 must have went horribly wrong. They did something bad in that movie. Or I guess Uncharted. Neither one of those. Something that happened to one of those two movies went real bad.
Is there any chance that Uncharted is a Big Bang Theory sort of like spiritual successor? It's what happened, because obviously, as a big Big Bang Theory fan,
yeah,
young Sheldon to, you know, old Sheldon, as we call him in the fan base, he changed a lot. Maybe he went and spent some time in the forests fighting whatever
just people.
Nathan Drake fights.
He fights people. And then other mythical things at the end, but you start off just fighting people. Great games. Great story.
Tucker, thank you for being here. President of Power Rankings. You can see all of Tucker's work at Tucker D. Franklin on Twitter. You can check him out on the Ref and the Kicker podcast, arrowheadreport.com. You can find all those things there. Follow him on Twitter at Tucker D. Franklin. Give him power ranking suggestions. Maybe we'll do them on the show because we got shows again now, and I like doing power rankings very much. Thank you, Tucker.
It's always a pleasure.
Go bang Big Bang Theory. Moist.
You're listening to Almost Entirely Sports.
Here are just a couple that are on this page.
With Joshua Briscoe.
Wife hides under bed to prank husband, but forgets one huge detail. How to order Grubhub without paying Grubhub prices. The most gallery, the most intelligent U.S. presidents ranked by IQ score.
On Sports Radio 810 WHB.
There was another one of those recently that I saw that was just like, there's so many of those, the ads at the end of like newspaper articles and stuff online. It's like, these were voted the most beautiful twins in 1994. You won't believe what they look like now. And then probably will. That wasn't a vote. You made that up. That's not real. I'm gonna click this, and you're gonna get my social security number. How does that happen? I have no idea. Really weird. A handful of little things. There's some sports stuff that we could clean up before we get out of here. Last show of the week, because we've got, of course, Thursday Night Football here tomorrow night. I mean, presumably, I guess. There's a non-zero chance we might have a show tomorrow because the NFL is determined to play Packers Niners. For reasons I don't fully understand, just play it on Monday. It's fine. It's Packers Niners. Although, I think and it was an ESPN promo that teased it as an NFC Championship game rematch, which the 49, I tell you what.
Technically true.
It's technically true. But, man, I thought that the
it's just, this is a completely different 49ers team because, you know, obviously they lost so many players in free agency. And by free agency, I just mean everybody got hurt.
Or COVID,
yes. The 49ers are basically playing a bizarro 49ers team out there.
It's literally Nick Mullins throwing to Jordan Reed and receivers you've literally never heard of. A couple of their running backs are out. I mean, it's totally bonkers. They've had terrible injury luck. And also now bad COVID luck. I mean, it's all a mess.
You want to hear a hot take?
Yeah.
49ers fans are going to obviously use like the injuries. That's why they weren't good this year.
Also not that good.
I also just think if they were healthy, they wouldn't be that good.
So this actually was one of my I didn't end up following this up in the 810 season preview magazine, but I very much consider just having them not make the playoffs just because I think that they're a little fraudulent and they ended up losing a little bit of that defensive line, all of that. So we will never get to know for sure because they have been truly decimated.
When they're healthy and just me.
And whenever.
Also, that division is tough.
It is. Oh, absolutely. Yeah. There are four teams in there that have arguments for being like legit contenders. And the Niners have had by far the worst injury luck.
For sure. And Jimmy Garoppolo luck.
Right.
And by that, I just mean he's their quarterback.
That's right. which is kind of a bummer.
Who has had bad injury luck as well, but yeah. Also he's just their quarterback.
Right. They've had bad luck from a variety of angles. I thought I was going to make myself talk about sports here. What's Jimmy Fallon doing?
Politics?
No, he's wearing they're going to break here now. So he is and has been wearing a step down from late night show because he's back in the studio.
Mm-hmm.
So he's got a pattern button up shirt and a tie and a sweater over it and a gray suit that's kind of a casual. It's all kind of a casual, classy look. And it's just, I just don't know.
I think
At home you wear your more casual stuff.
I think this is him just trying to be like, hey guys, we're bringing home to work. You know, this is a casual workplace.
Yeah, but if you made it to the
studio,
why wouldn't you just
every day?
It's just sort of odd. It's sort of odd to look at because that's not. I'm totally cool with just whatever, a t-shirt or a sweater or whatever, talking to me on TV. That I totally understand. But this is 95%. He's in a suit, but it's also a patterned shirt, a blue tie, and a sweater over it, a V-neck sweater over it.
Trying to do too much.
It feels like it's trying to do a little too much. You either go business cash or go fully suited up, as you've been doing on this show for however long he's been doing that show. I don't know.
Probably only 5 years, but it feels like 20.
It doesn't it? Yeah, it feels like he's been doing that show for a decade. Anyway. Or something Chiefs related I was going to get to. The main thing, there's a little bit of news from today that I'll give you a quick take on before we wrap up here tonight. Andy Reid said, ultimately, Legarius Sneed returned to practice. He said Martinez Rankin is pretty close. I mentioned this somewhere on Twitter or something. I don't know. Whenever they didn't make a move at the trade deadline, obviously they traded away DeAndre Washington, but they didn't acquire anyone. I mentioned this with Seth yesterday. I will never complain about the Chiefs adding a corner ever because you can never have enough, not because of just injuries, but because it's a volatile spot and it just having more talent in that position is never a problem in the NFL. So wouldn't it hurt my feelings any if they would have, made a move for some corner to add to the group or for maybe some offensive line help because they've just lost depth there. Even as Nick Allegretti and Daniel Kilgore have played well, they've been thrust into action in a way that I don't think the Chiefs expected. Maybe Kilgore because he's really starting over Andrew Wiley at this point. But one thing that I mentioned at the time was they're going to get some reinforcements from within. Sneed's going to come back, and he was playing really well before he broke his collarbone. Martinez Rankin can be – he might be able to be Mike Remmers.
I really liked him last year before his injury.
I did too. He was playing really well. He'd earned some of that hype. And listen, we don't know what he's going to look like back from injury and, getting back to full shape and all that stuff. But – if you would have said, hey, are the Chiefs going to be able to trade for a lineman distinctly better than Martinez Rankin? I'd say, probably not, unless they're going to really have to pay in draft picks for it. So, doesn't bother me any. Sammy Watkins back soon. Yeah. And has some legit versatility inside or outside. So, if you had any sort of a little bit of a bummer they didn't do something flashy there, they're getting guys back now. And then again, after the bye week, you get Sammy Watkins in there as well. I certainly think the Chiefs are going to beat the Panthers. That probably you could have guessed. It's just very weird. The whole energy for this week has been very strange.
The Chiefs also have already all the fancy parts you would want them to go trade for.
100%. They can't make there's not a splash move they could make. It would literally be getting an all-pro guard. And it wouldn't really move. I mean, it would move the needle some, but the cost would probably not be worth it. Thanks to Rudy. Thanks to Matt Verderan. Thanks to Tucker Franklin. Thanks to you for listening. Subscribe to the podcast feed. I'll, in all likelihood, just talk to you on Sunday afternoon on Chiefs postgame. Bye, Mom!